Hello, this is John Anderson of Yes. Leave the hard drugs alone, because they're not for our time, they're not for the city, and they're not for the people, and they're not for the young people. It is better to leave them alone. If any of your friends are into heavy things, try and coax them out of it on a warm, friendly level.
Hi, this is Barney from Napalm Death, singer of some description, and you're listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your host, Mike Routier,
and Flag the Ripper.
All right, calm down, everybody, calm down. My name is Mike, this is Radio Like You Want, and once again, I find myself all by my lonesome here at Radio Like You Want HQ. Blag off gallivanting around God who knows where. Blag, where the hell are you this week?
I'm in the wilds of Southern California, Mike. Perhaps you're familiar with it. Your old stomping grounds of Orange County.
That's right. Some people would say different, but yes, I claim Orange County.
Well, it's locals only down here, Mike. You know that.
Hey, that's the way they roll, man. You better get the hell off my beach, Blag. What are you doing down there? Am I going to have to teach you why?
I got to go around with a baseball cap and a bunch of fake tattoos around here so they think I'm local, man.
Did you get under the knife yet? Did you get a facelift? Maybe a chin job?
Surgery, yeah. Well, the women here are gorgeous for that reason. They've all been surgically altered, so it's really it's a thrill.
For now, I'm going to tell you what's going on. This show is going to be big. Man, we got some fantastic interviews. You got a couple of doozies here with some real game changers in the business. Talked with Napalm Death, the creators of grindcore.
They are the original grindcore, man. I don't care what anyone says.
No.
There is no band before Napalm Death.
And if that wasn't, you know, a big enough name, we got another huge celebrity, Michael Board. He is famous for, he's known for... Well, everybody knows him because
Michael Board was a guy who did a lot of cool stuff with his band Art and his band Artlist, but he also released a lot of records, including a lot of the seminal G.G. Allin records. Uh-huh. And he's a guy who still writes a column, so he is a good character to talk to if you want to know where punk has been.
Sounds good. It gives us an excuse to play some G.G. Allin tracks, but first we're going to kick things off with an old classic from Johnny Thunders, Blame It On Mom, right here on Radio.
Like You Want.
Just a waste of time. Better, where's my time? Yeah, Mike and Blag. I want to hear some guitar on radio. Like.
One, two, three, four!
Back rolling with Guitar Wolf, and your the Guitar Wolf's records. You have a very particular kind of sound. It's a sound most people aren't don't hear much of today. How do you get that Guitar Wolf sound?
Just no money.
No money. Okay. Yeah. If you had a lot of money, would you go into a big studio? If you had a lot of money, would you go to Abbey Road Studio, say, you know, the world's most famous studio in England, you know?
But no problem. Just cool.
Just cool. There you have it. And ladies and gentlemen, Guitar Wolf is cool. I think right now we're going to see another video from a Crip band. It's a band called the New Bomb Turks. You know those guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You like them?
Yeah.
Great. All right. The New Bomb Turks. Here they go. Let's check it out, huh?
Trotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you
Globetrotter.
What? Where are we heading this week, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Back to France once again with a song called Mancy from Le Filet. Some old school international right here on radio like France wants. On the Sea right there from Le Filet, I guess they're called. 1978 punk band. That's our Globetrotter of the week. And before that, I Want My Baby Dead from the New Bomb Turks debut release, Destroy Oh Boy, which is a reference to a very cool early 80s animation piece called Jack Mac and Rad Boy Go. Definitely hop on YouTube and check that one out.
Eric Davidson is one of the great unsung geniuses of the post-punk era, if I may say so myself. New Bomb Turks were a ruling ass Midwest band.
Yeah, I believe one of our first interviews as well on this show. I don't know if we aired that one first, but I think it was the first interview we ever did. Whoa, is this one of those Praise My Sweet Satan deals? Or what's up? Before that, by request, Can Nana Fever from Guitar Wolf, 1997. That one requested by a listener from our brand new request button posted right on the front of our webpage. We also heard a little bit of John Spencer of John Spencer's Blues Explosion interviewing, or at least trying to interview, Guitar Wolf. Bit of a language barrier, but all they really need to say is cool every once in a while. And we started things off with a Johnny Thunders track, Blame It On Mom, from K. Sera Sera, 1985. The request, Blag. It's all about the request. People gotta
go. I am loving this new request button we got. Go to radiolikeyouwant.com and you can record your requests. Tell us your name, tell us your address, your phone number, what your sister looks like. Anyway, call up, request a song, take your clothes off.
Unlike the listener that called in for this one, we appreciate it. But hey, leave your name and tell us where you're from. Why not? You know, give us a little info, something to go on so we can make fun of you. All right, coming up next, we got one from Gigi Allen. Going to be hearing from Michael Board, who's going to tell us all about how he recorded this track, Drink, Fight, and Fuck, on Radio
Like You Want.
We're not afraid to fight, we're not afraid to die. We like to fuck, any girl will do. We're not ashamed of the things we do. Drink, fight, and fuck. Drink, fight, and fuck. Give me a bottle, Jack Daniels and soon. Stay out of my way, I'm gonna flatten you. Give me a girl, I don't care who. Cause drink, fight, fuck is what I'm gonna do. Drink, fight, and fuck. Drink, fight, fuck. Ah!
fight. And fuck. Just fight.
Nice.
I wanna bury my head in the clutch of society, perverted parent that takes my energy, sucking me dry with your morals, your threats. Christ, your queen, your politics. Fucking hypersensitive, super realist manatee. One of your super hybrid community commutes the asshole of economy. Watch out, watch out. It's all about reversion setting in, and I can see you staring at me with your seizure brain, trying to put me down the drain again. Well, you're too smart right from the start. I learned it well that the truth will tell, and you're done for. That's what the sun's for. It's what the gun's for. It's what I come for. You'd better run, bro. 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 You'd better run, bro.
Too much about, too much about, too much about, too much about.
I've heard too much about the people in the ghetto. Heard too much about the working class motto.
People in the ghetto.
Hey, you don't know life if you ain't seen the street. Rugs in this poor cause the rugs be late.
Heard too much about
a million people in a factory and office. Or when it's something missing, living their losses.
Working class motto.
There's no fudge, get away from the pay. Under the attention of the bed, don't see. Right in the shop, watch your eye go. Lying on the beach with a social elite. Working out the fall, if I was trapped more. Vehicle abuse, love them all truth. War in a bedroom, bodies in a fridge. Domestic violence, do you think?
Heard too much about
rounds of survival, rules they wrote. Tenants of freedom, rounds on your throat. On the battery, choose a family. Choose what school, no choice at all. Choose what church, allow you to run. Choosing your power, choosing your hour.
Yo, 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 Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, features editor at news.org, and I'm here to bring you some brand new music from a very unlikely spot. In fact, just recently, sweet, sensitive, saccharine songwriter Ben Folds just unleashed his, quote, archive full of unreleased tracks. In there is a song called Make Me Mommy, which surprisingly is as much singer-songwriter as it is punk and new wave.
Make me mad. You're bad. You go to your room.
right, there we go. Courtesy of John Gentile, a brand new one from Ben's Folds, like the vault. I guess it's out of his vault, so I'm not sure how brand new it is, but you got to love Ben's Folds.
You know, if you want to talk about guilty pleasures, Mike, Ben's Folds is one of mine.
His entire catalog.
I always liked this guy. He's got a wacky style, but what really endeared me to him was when he produced that Has-Been record.
Yeah, the Shatner classic.
For Shatner. And what can I say? I like this guy. Sue me.
I will.
Ben's Folds fan.
But not for that. Before that, we heard a couple from Crass. We're going to be talking to Napalm Death in just a few minutes. Crass was a huge influence on them. In fact, I think their first release came out on a Crass compilation. Also, John Gentile just spoke with Crass. He did a great article on punknews.org. Covers the whole entire catalog with key members of Crass. It's a pretty good article, so check it out. And we started things off with one from Gigi Allen. Coming up later in the show, when we talk to Michael Board, we'll be hearing all kinds of Gigi Allen history. Got a hell of a show. You're all gallivanting around down there in the big OC. What the hell are you doing down there?
Well, a lot of surfing, Mike, a lot of skateboarding, bodyboarding, boogie boarding, you know. I do a lot of bungee jumping down here. Lately, what's really been turning me on is, you know, naked rock climbing. That's just kind of become my steez down here. It's very popular.
Very chaffing, though. You got to use a lot of chalk. You got to chalk up big time.
You got to chalk up a lot, but what I've found is that it can really fuck with my plastic surgery when I'm up there. So, you know, I've got to really be focused, you know?
Let's get into this Napalm Death segment of the show here, Blag. You talked to these guys when? A while back, huh?
I talked to them at House of Blues. Dwarves played with Napalm Death a few months ago. I had a great time, and I asked them about the crash shit, and my specific question was, come on,
why?
Was the hygiene as bad as I think it was? And, you know,
the answer was
they had
yes.
to admit that it was.
I met those crass dudes not too long ago, and they're still, well, enough about that. Napalm Death here on Radio Like You.
Barney, bass magnate of Napalm Death.
I've never been described as that before, my fuck.
Now, Barney, have you been in from, you know, the Death from the very beginning?
No. I've been in Napalm since 89, so still a long old time, you know, 23 years now, 24.
Do you find it weird with grindcore when, like, the bass is in there, and when you take it out, it feels weird, but yet you can't really hear it? It's more like indetectable bass, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of kind of a spectrum of I guess, like, bass in grindcore. It's either, like, quite subby, or it's the other end, distortion and treble, you know, completely. So it's sort of neither here or there, really. I mean, Shane's is like pretty distorted most of the time. You probably couldn't tell like what he's doing or if he's even doing anything, but he definitely is.
We're
I am here with rock legend Shane Enbury from Napalm Death. Shane, in the place to be. Welcome to Radio Like You Want. Now, Shane, you were saying you were shooting up drugs with Hollywood movie stars and falling down the stairs. Wait, explain this to me. How did you pull it off?
No, I didn't do that. That was a clone.
Retreat to Nowhere. From Napalm Death right there, From Enslavement to Obliteration. We heard a couple tracks from that classic 1988 release, but we're going to get back into the Barney years. He's going to be telling us all about where grindcore came from. Did it come from nowhere? Did it come from somewhere? What's the deal?
Everything comes from somewhere, and grindcore was just a term that was used by our old drummer Mickey to describe something that could be completely fast and furious, or it could be completely slow and painful. So, and of course, Napalm was influenced by both ends of the spectrum.
So it was like noise rock and hardcore.
Exactly. Of course, like I say, everything comes from somewhere, and Napalm came from a variety of things, from Crass to Birthday Party and Joy Division and whatever else, you know, Jesus and Mary Chain, you know, it was all kind of an amalgamation of things, you know, so,
yeah. It goes by you so quickly, and it's so hard to get a handle on it that it winds up being more of a feeling than a...
Well, it's all about the spontaneity. And I think when bands cease to become spontaneous in this genre, they lose a certain something. And you need that, really, because otherwise there is a risk of sounding quite robotic and mechanical, and you don't want that. Like, obviously, Pro Tools is a big thing in the music world. And when you do it with the sort of music we play, it can sound very, very artificial, you know. And that's not good, man, you know. Mm-hmm. I like organic music. I don't want to hear something that's been made on a computer.
What's the Napalm Death song I should be playing right now?
Oh, well, probably Everyday Pox. Because as we're talking about a plethora of influences, I mean, we got John Zorn on that track playing sax, you know, and...
Everyday Pox.
Pox. As in...
You're English. You don't actually speak the same language.
No, like, Pox.
Oh, Pox, like a pockmark. Everyday...
Pox, like P-O-X.
Oh, Everyday Pox, like chicken pox.
Exactly.
See, this is how the revolution started. We couldn't understand each other.
Yeah, well, there you go. It was a misunderstanding that...
Everyday Pox, Napalm Death, Radio, Like You Want. Napalm Death, Barney, tell me about some of the violence, the sex, the insanity. When you guys first started with this shit, come on, who was falling down the stairs? What happened?
Napalm came from, essentially, from the crass movement.
Those people were like hippies. Did they ever wash before they had sex?
Well, probably not. I mean, I can still consider myself to be very much, you know, in parallel with that movement. I like a lot of fun and stuff, you know, and blah, blah, blah.
Were people angry because you guys weren't perceived as political as those groups were?
Well, I don't think politics even comes into it, because part of the point was to break down society, I suppose, because society still is incredibly unequal, you know, and I think there was a lot of anger about that. Particularly in the UK, we had the Conservative government at the time. There was a big fight against that, you know, and then there was the apartheid thing in South Africa. There was a lot of action all around the world.
That was your fault.
Yeah, essentially. But there was all different kinds of things going on. So I still consider myself to be a part of that. The sex and drugs and rock and roll thing, you know, you live your life as the way you like to live it. I don't necessarily think it needs to become a movement. The whole thing about this is rock and roll, the rock and roll lifestyle, I think it's a fucking myth, to be honest. Because if you speak to 90% of people that actually play music, those that don't earn millions of dollars, it's anything but. It's a fucking daily struggle, actually, in a lot of cases, you know. So.
Right you are. Well, we are struggling with Napalm Death on Radio Like You Want. What's the track I should be playing? Give me an old classic.
Give you an old one. Okay. Scum, I suppose, you know.
Scum.
Right, Napalm Death right there, Scum, one of their classics. Of course, I don't think either of the guys that you interviewed, Blag, were on that one.
Mike, if you want to talk about getting it wrong, this Napalm Death thing is a classic example, right? Because I get really high before the House of Blues show.
Of course.
And I totally mix up the bass player with the singer of Napalm Death, and I'm asking them questions about their specific instruments and what they do. We had to cut all that stuff out because I was totally talking to the wrong guy. They're looking at me like I'm insane. You know, I've known this band's music for 20 years, you know, and it's ridiculous.
I know. Well, you had the singer pegged as the bass player, and the bass player pegged as the singer.
So, you know, that's where we're going. But it was great talking to Napalm Death and great playing with them. These guys, they're the original. There is nothing before them. And the way that they do grind is different than, it's not that mathematical way that bands do it now. They do it in a very organic, they're just knocking it out. You feel like you're watching somebody doing a physical act instead of really playing music. It's a crazy thing.
Yeah, and they made a point of that in the interview, I think, is Barney, the singer there, made a point of it. They don't use Pro Tools. They don't use any of the digital stuff. They jam it out in the studio old school style.
Yep, and, you know, you have mixed effects with that. Some nights you see them and you're wondering, hey, what's going on here? Some nights you see them and you wouldn't want to be anywhere else, so.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, I have a whole diagram here worked out where it actually shows the arc of failure, where I have organic musicianship on one axis and, you know, sort of the digital age musician on the other. You can clearly see, oh my God, what the? Oh, good Lord, like the Wolfbane is blooming again.
Oh!
All right, we're going a little old school this week. Put away your fuzz guitar, because we're heading back to the 50s, 1958 with Cufflinks. Let's go eyeballing right here on Radio Like You Want.
The one thing I like to do, nothing better, I'm telling you, eyeballing,
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 standing in the drugstore watching all the chicks go by. Here comes one, look at them wiggle, bet she got a cute little giggle. Hey now babe, what you say?
I'm going steady, get out of my way.
Eyeballing. Standing at the drugstore watching all the chicks go by. Look at there, here comes another, just the kind to bring home the mother. Say now, honey, where you going?
You better leave my girlfriend alone.
Me, here comes a new chick, my eyes close out, I know what to do quick. Hey little girl, you're new in town, huh?
I need someone like you to show me the ride.
Eyeballing, standing in the drugstore watching all the chicks go by. Hey little girl, would you like to go down to the drugstore and get a pop?
That sounds so tough.
Maybe we'll get a banana. Yeah, and I'll split it with you.
Jibber in the mirror on some non-stop chops. I'm gon' leave it in the beaver upon the floor. Drop bars on the stop around Mars, cause the damn dark gunshot will beat full thumb until the cop cars come for me. Spell marvelous starving artists at harder with harder than art of war between Martin Marvin and Polly Shore. What you think the war to sweat it for? Villain ain't a metaphor. Got paid and made a slave of my favorite whore. But who could ask for more?
I'm chucked off this paper guy. Going around town top down. Puppets thank you tie. Right, I got the swag of seven sailors all named Jerry. The flow was so scary. How we change the game and put them on our back and put them on a ram and get them on back and
I'm like Harry Winkle, Blue Man, see like who the fuck is you? Man, I'm like, can I punch you, sure, Ryukin or Hadouken? Perfect Nugent, far from human, take your pick of pickled sticks. I've seen your chick these naked pics to make her dream of nigger dicks.
Toss and turn these bitches burn, cast into the fire. Lesson learned from Mr. Burns, then you're fired. Yes, I can.
Driven to manipulate, fueled by egomania. Charismatic.
Sometimes he exuded all this love from his face.
But beneath the allure can lurk danger.
And he looked at me with shark eyes, just devoid of life.
How do cult leaders control the minds of others? And which of them is most evil?
Disciples, we're going to talk to you about the most urgent thing that is on our mind, and what we suspect is the most urgent thing on the minds of those who will connect with us. planet Earth is about to be recycled. Your only chance to evacuate is to leave with us. Planet Earth about to be recycled. Your only chance to survive or evacuate is to leave with us.
Hello, Batman speaking.
Listen, I just want to set the record straight on one thing, if I may. This is Jerry Pepperidge from Falmouth, and this business about Mike Routier being some kind of a surfer boy is ludicrous. He's from Yarmouth. Everyone knows that he's from Yarmouth. He tapped syrup with us out here, and this whole attempt to sort of wear a Hawaiian shirt and a pair of shorts and sort of just sell the whole New England thing out, it's just remarkable, and it's hypocrisy. And we remember, believe me, we remember these types of things.
You never understand the things I say or do. So what's new? You never like me, so I say fuck you. You know that you don't like me, and I don't like you. You never listen to my point of view. I'm telling you, why don't you all drop dead, you fucking fools? It's you who lose. You never wanted me, so I say fuck you. You know that you don't like me, so I say fuck you. With your golden rule, mindless, gutless puppets, who needs you? You know that you don't like me, and I don't like you. You know that you don't like me, and I don't like you. You know that you don't like me, and I don't like you. You know that you don't like me, so I say fuck you.
G.G. Allin, I Hate Me and I Hate You, from an early 7-inch of his back in 1980, right here on Radio Like You Want Blag. Michael Board interview coming up next. Who is this? Remind everybody who this guy is all about. What's his trip?
At the moment, he's best known for his 30-year tenure as a columnist for MRR. He still writes these provocative pieces. Currently, we're fighting about gun control. I have that fight all the time, Mike. What is it about punkers that they just have to have a gun?
What do they love about guns? What do they love about guns, you ask? D.I., clue them in.
Weapons, weapons, weapons! M16s and 45s, they help protest to stay alive. They got the guns, but we got the triggers. That's gonna mind with me a whole lot bigger. Social, dogma, and you're safe. You're to my mind. Deal with reality, do it back. They're shooting at me, I'm gonna shoot back.
All right, Casey, I think we're good. Blag, does that make things a little more clear to you?
You know, if only Jesus would have had a gun, maybe none of this terrible stuff would have happened.
You don't think his militia would have been packing some heavies? They would have had AKs and the whole missile launchers and the whole shit. They'd be camped out under a runway out there in Jerusalem.
If Martin Luther King would have had a gun, he could have just shot the guy that shot him first.
That's right.
And it would have been perfect.
Kind of gone back
anyway,
in time.
Anyway, Michael Board had punk bands back in the 70s and the 80s. He was around the CBGB scene, Art and Artless, Noisy, Arty, Wacky. He also was responsible for recording a lot of the classic G.G. Allin stuff. And we're hearing a big bunch of that today.
Indeed, we are doing that right here. But before we do that, we're going to hear a little bit from Michael Board. Blag, where did you first hear Michael Board? I mean, was it the 60s? Was it the 90s? 2000s? What? Just give me a year. Something I can hang on to.
The first thing I was aware of that you'd done was in the mid-80s, the G.G. Allin cassette, Hated in the Nation, which was very influential to me and I think a lot of other people.
I hope so, but the G.G. thing came out on Roar. I produced a compilation LP called the You'll Hate This Record. The goal was to get the most hated bands in America together. And G.G. Allin wrote to me saying, "Man, you gotta put us on that. You gotta put us on that." And that came out 1982, and that started my relationship with G.G. Allin. And then Roar contacted me from there and said, "Michael, we want you to do a G.G. Allin CD." They were a CD only label then. And Neil Cooper, who was the president of Roar, said, "We want to add some live tracks. We'll pay for studio time. You produce it. Just guarantee me you won't bring him into my office."
Now, do you have any great G.G. stories?
He didn't really have this concept of, like, here's an audience and we have to be performing for the audience. So in the studio, he was banging the microphone against his head, rolling around on the floor. "Nobody's going to see this, G.G. Why? You know, let's get some good sound." But he didn't care.
A lot of that stuff sounds like it's recorded on a four-track tape. Was it a regular studio setup, or what was
that? That's a good point. Some of it was, some of the live stuff, Cat Club Show, was recorded on a four-track cassette.
Drink, Fight, and Fuck, Fucking the Dog, Sluts in the City.
The Sluts in the City, the earlier, poppier stuff, I took from albums and tapes that G.G. had sent me. The later stuff, the rougher voice stuff, was studio. And the Jabbers was the first band. You know, the first record
Sure, yeah. That was a poppier, kind of softer thing. And then the later kind of Scumfucks version of the band.
For the Cat Club Show, I put a band together with the help of Gerard Cosloy, the president of Homestead Records then.
And now Matador.
Because he was a big G.G. fan. I saw the release party for that, what was it? The
Freaks, Faggots, Drunks, and Junkies.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And G.G. and Gerard were there, and they paying for drinks for everybody, and G.G. pissed on Gerard.
Well, on that note, I think we need to play a little bit of G.G. Allin on Radio Like You Want.
Contribute!
No one loves Gigi Allen more than the ladies.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back.
Time once again for the softer, caring, touching, scum-fucking side of Radio Like You Want. All right, this week we're going to hear from the Red Aunts, 1996, right here on Radio Like You Want.
What?
Normally I could only get 6 inches, but now I've seen the Red Aunts, I can get 9 inches without any difficulty.
You know, it's impossible to make these goddamn transitions, man. You know what I mean? These fucking transitions. You try to come out of these up-tempo numbers, and then you got to go into a fucking death dedication. I mean, I don't know who thought. I want somebody to use his fucking brain not to come out of a number that is up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Whoa, easy, Spike. You're going to scare everyone away. R.I.P. to Clive Burr, Iron Maiden drummer, 1979 to 1982. Here he is drumming on Wrathchild.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds time, she said, I want to live.
like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do.
Pulp never sounded so good. William Shatner produced by my man, Ben Folds. And of course, that brings us to the end of another episode. You can download Radio Like You Want at RadioLikeYouWant.com for free. And you can hit us up at interviews@RadioLikeYouWant.com. Mike, tell them what's up.
We're syndicated as well Thursday at 7 p.m. on PunkRadioCast.com. Saturday, 2 p.m. on RealPunkRadio.com. Featured podcast on PunkNews.org. Big old thanks to our guests, Shane Embury and Mark Barney Greenway of Napalm Death and Michael Board. Thanks to Jonathan Tilley for giving us a new tune. RIP to former Iron Maiden drummer Clive Burr. And a big thanks to Chris for making a request. Don't forget to jump on the website and make a request yourself. Until then, have fun sleeping with common people!
Greedy worldwide.